The next person that we're going to hear from is Renee Bowser, who's the outgoing. Folks, if I could please have quiet in the room, if everyone I know could settle down and take your seats. Thank you. Could someone help? Thank you so much. So, not that high. Thank you. So the next person we're going to hear from here is Renee Bowser, the outgoing chair of the WPFW Local Station Board. Renee is on the campaign trail, so thank you for coming in to talk to us today. And please, everyone, let us give our attention. Thank you, Renee.
I really appreciate the opportunity, and I want to apologize for timing it wrong. I'm so glad this is the new PNB and everything is running on time, because I was counting for a 15-minute breather, so I got here at 4, and I was also counting on our general manager, who normally answers everything very fully. I wasn't counting on him to be as brief as he was. Over the past year, WPFW's local station board has completed several projects and in several areas of responsibilities as authorized by our Pacifica bylaws and the WPFW mission. And I've stepped down about a month or two ago in order to pursue another endeavor that's going to take about all of my free time. I want to congratulate Tony Norman, who was elected chair at the LSB's September 2011 meeting. And I really want to thank the LSB officers with whom I served, who continue to serve the LSB. And that's Vice Chair Yvonne Alsame, has done an outstanding job and has been an excellent communicator with every member of the board. The treasurer, now PNB Director Bruce Wolf, who provided steady oversight of WPFW's finances, and Secretary Jane Gatewood has provided input on issues from alternative vantage points. Last year, the LSB Management Assessment and Search Committee voted in a special meeting to recommend three candidates from our search to the Executive Director, Arlene Engelhardt, for the position of General Manager at our station. On January 3rd, John Hughes began his tenure as General Manager. I really appreciate Mr. Hughes's tenure thus far. He's been engaged from the start and has fully cooperated with the local station board. He has consistently attended LSB monthly meetings, provided timely reports, participated in the Outreach and Development Committee, and taking a leadership role in the Relocation Committee, which I formerly chaired, where the LSB is collaborating with management to urgently pursue a new home. Additionally, he and business manager Robert West work closely with LSB Finance Committee, headed by Bruce Wolf, and with several other members on the LSB, like Peter Tucker and I'm not sure I can name everybody on the committee, to draft a budget which was approved by the LSB at a July special meeting. This year, the Mass Committee had the task of conducting a search and recommending for hire candidates to fill the position of permanent program director for WPFW. Though there was controversy in this process, the Mass Committee recommended three candidates to the LSB. In August, the LSB voted to recommend these three candidates to the general manager for his consideration for hire as permanent program director. Last year, the LSB, led by the Outreach and Development Committee, held a major fundraiser in November called the U Street Jam. The jam was a house party which raised over $6,500 for WPFW and highlighted some of the station's unique musical genres which cannot be heard elsewhere together on the East Coast. We decided to make the jam an annual affair. So this year, the O&D committee, along with Gloria Turner, who was very largely responsible for fetting you all here today, is organizing to pull off a bigger and better U Street Jam. And so if anyone wants to buy a ticket and come back from Houston, Texas, I'm really urging you, because it was really fun. We got a wonderful feedback. It was on U Street, places where even some of our older listeners were very, just thought it was so wonderful because it was on U Street, and they don't normally go to U Street now. And people really liked it because it was a party. It really was a party. And we had Zydeco, we had salsa, we had oldies, and so we had a really good variety. It was good participation by the LSB and the programmers. In March 2011, we conducted a successful retreat. The LSB did trying to dig into what is the LSB role under the bylaws. We decided on a process for resolving issues which come before the board and committees, operating procedures for our committees. Thereafter, these recommendations were voted on by the LSB at a regularly scheduled public meeting. Later in the spring, the LSB held a successful town hall meeting with a fundraising reception with Amy Goodman's Democracy Now. Amy Goodman, Democracy Now's Amy Goodman. Another accomplishment of our LSB has been the work of our PNB directors, who established a PNB committee led by Director Marcel Reed. She, along with Campbell Johnson, Kimry Orendoff, and Renee Bryce Laporte, who resigned to take a job in New York City, kept the LSB aware of the issues before the PNB and worked to support the WPFW mission and the LSB's concerns at the PNB. One issue our LSB continues to grapple with is its proper role with respect to programming. Although the bylaws expressly include the LSB in programming, some LSB members and programmers believe we should not have any manner of involvement in programming. I recognize that the program director makes the final decision and the LSB does not decide which programs air. However, I believe that the LSB has a role, and over the period I served as chair, I continue to urge the interim program director of the LSB's programming committee, subject to LSB review, to develop specific policies on evaluating current and future programs, evaluating programmers, and entertaining new program ideas. Thus far, LSB has not drafted final recommendations on this issue. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Bowser. And thank you for all your service to the WPFW LSB. We appreciate it very much. All right. Are there any questions for Renee? All right. Don't run off yet. Yeah? Yeah? Okay. Thank you so much.